Prospecting for Biology. We're visiting today with Caitlin Carlson, Department of Bacteriology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Caitlin, what is bioprospecting?
We are on the front line of the process of discovering a new antibiotic or a new antifungal. Bioprospecting is the search for plant, animal, and bacterial species from which medicinal drugs and commercially valuable compounds can be obtained. Bioprospecting to me is traveling to different locations throughout the United States and looking for insects that I can bring back to the lab.
Caitlin, can you describe what it looks like when you're prospecting for an insect?
Well, it's pretty simple. I basically decide which area to go to, an area that I think could be interesting environmentally, and then I see if there's areas where I can turn over rocks or take some bark, or if there's a riverbed, just anything that looks interesting where I think there's going to be a lot of insects that I can collect.
And what kind of insects are you looking for?
We're really interested in grasshoppers, centipedes. We love ants. Social insects such as bees or dragonflies. We trend towards the exotic as well as the mundane. So anything from a little housefly to something as exotic as, let's say, a scorpion or a slug or a honeybee.
What is it about these insects that you are looking for?
We're looking at specifically for their microbes, and we're looking to culture those microbes, as many different species as we can, to see if they could possibly produce antimicrobial compounds.
Caitlin, can you describe how you find these microbes on the insects?
So we have special recipes. I kind of think of it as baking for my microbes. We have media that's made out of chitin, which is basically the exoskeleton of insects. So the microbes grow really well on that, as well as we have media that is specifically for soil. We're looking for actinobacteria specifically, which is a type of bacteria that is known for producing antimicrobial compounds.
And Caitlin, what kind of luck has your prospecting brought to you so far?
I've been very lucky. I've been able to travel to multiple places in the United States. I've transected all of Alaska as well as New Mexico. We've also been to Florida, Hawaii, all over Wisconsin, and we're adding more places as we can.
And what do you hope to gain from these microbes?
We're looking for new and novel natural products. That's where the bioprospecting comes in. These are products that could be commercially viable at some point, that could be turned into an antibiotic or some sort of antifungal that could be used in a clinical setting.
And have you been able to produce any of these compounds yet?
We have. We have been able to produce a couple. The project is only, we are in the third year, but we've already been able to produce and move forward in patenting of three.
Caitlin, can you describe for us your work?
Well, we like to tell a story about the insects that we collect. So when I'm going and traveling to a location, I'll collect an insect, maybe from under a rock or a riverbed. And then from there, we'll bring it back to the lab where we will crush it, kind of like a elementary school kid crushes a bug. We'll crush it, and then we'll plate it onto that special media, the media that really makes the bacteria want to grow. And then from there, we will test those bacteria against a suite of human pathogenic bacteria. So let's say MRSA or Pseudomonas aeruginosa, or any sort of clinical isolate, something that has been known to be resistant to current antibiotics. We like to test these strains. We want to test them and see if they can battle with the human pathogens and beat them and inhibit them. If we do see a really interesting inhibition profile, then we hand it to the chemists. And the chemist's job is then to determine what is active in that bacteria that's causing that inhibition. That's, so we're seeing that it's inhibiting the growth. So we're just step one in a really long process of, you know, I'm the one in the field collecting the insect, but then, and then culturing the bacteria. And then someday it might be an antibiotic or an antifungal that ends up in your hospital room.
Caitlin, give us a sense of the scale of this project. How many insects are we talking about? How many samples? How many different bacteria samples?
We have collected well over 1,000 insect hosts. And from those over 1,000 insect hosts, we've cultured over 10,000 bacterial isolates from these insect hosts. So it's pretty large, and you're sitting in a room full of petri plates right now, and we're just growing. We're continually collecting, and we're continually growing our library of bacterial isolates to test.
Caitlin, I want to ask, too, about actually collecting these insects. Isn't that a little creepy?
I think it's fun. I always like to say to people, I have the job that my seventh grade self would love. I love traveling to places, kicking over rocks, hiking up sides of mountains, just being out in the field and the adventure of it. Yes, it can get a little creepy. I'm not a fan of the spiders or the centipedes, especially the centipedes, but I know that it's the work that I'm doing, as fun as it is, it's also very important, and I love it. Yeah.
Caitlin, let's say you kick over a rock and there's multiple insects there. What do you do?
First, we celebrate by saying, yay, lots of insects. And then we have sterile conical tubes that we take, and we sterilize forceps as well, tweezers. And we try to pick up as many as we can and put them into individual tubes, where we then have an elaborate field notebook with barcodes to make sure that we can catalog them. And we try to identify them down to order level. And we throw them in a bag, and then we keep going and we keep collecting until we get as many as we can from that one area. And then we move on. At the end of the day, we're pretty tired, but then that's when the real work starts, and cataloging and making sure everything's organized.
Caitlin, is there any similarities to the gold prospectors of another century?
Well, I think so. I like to think that when I go to a new area that I'm foraging, except instead of gold, it's for insects. You get probably weirder stares from people when you you enter into, let's say, a national forest, and you have a ranger, and they're like, oh, you're looking for insects? Okay. But yeah, I feel like I'm kind of, I don't know how to say it, like paving the way forward, exploring new worlds, maybe of a smaller variety than a gold prospector.
So, Caitlin, what's the biggest surprise you've ever gotten looking for these insects?
I guess the biggest surprise that I've encountered on one of my trips would be turning over rocks just recently in Arizona and seeing scorpion and realizing that, yes, we have to collect that. It was quite scary, but, you know, when you have a tube in your hand, I'm surprised at how confident I feel. I know that it's not going to get me through the tube, so I'm braver than I would be without one.
Can you draw us a picture between what you do and an end result?
We are on the front line of the process of discovering a new antibiotic or a new antifungal. I'm just step one in, let's say, hundreds. And the lab that I work in is part of a collaborative project. It'd be way too much work for one lab to handle. And there's many moving pieces in this puzzle. From the insect that I collect and the bacteria that I culture, then we have to see if it's going to be useful as a new antimicrobial. So from here, we test it against human-associated bacterial pathogens. So that's going to be something like MRSA or the Enterobacteria ACA, a wide array of bacteria associated with human disease. And then from there, I grow them together. I like to call them in my little cage matches to see which one survives. If my experimental bacterial strain from the insect inhibits the human pathogen, then there's something interesting there that could possibly lead to an antimicrobial agent. And then from there, we have to figure out what is this bacteria producing that is inhibiting this growth of this clinical pathogen. We move it forward, and then that's where the chemists come in. And the chemist's job is to figure out what is being produced to inhibit that pathogen.
And Caitlin, has your lab discovered some novel new things?
We have. We've discovered about 15 novel natural products from insect-associated bacteria. And we have multiple moving forward in the process of patenting. So we have about 5 moving into clinical applications currently.
So Caitlin, are there insects that are better yielders than others?
We really are interested in ants, grasshoppers, bees, butterflies. We're actually really interested in maggots as well. Any sort of fly that's going to feast on decaying matter is also extremely interesting to us. We're interested in, remember, we're not interested in the actual host. We're more interested in their microbes. So if the microbes are exposed to decaying matter, then they might be producing something really interesting.
We've been visiting with Caitlin Carlson, Department of Bacteriology, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.